And we're back here on Out of the Woods. And as promised, we have live music in the studio. The Page Turners. They are Carolyn Kendrick and Jake Howard. Welcome, folks.
Glad to be here.
Her dancing shoes. Little Lori's got the rhythm and the blues and the oohs and the ahs. She knows what she wants. I know that she doesn't want me. Little Lori's the finest gal in this town. Little Lori knows just how to knock me down night after night. I cry and I cry. I just want to be her guy. So I said, hey there, sugar babe, don't you think it's mighty strange you're dancing all alone? I'm a two-step in love, making heart-breaking legs, shaking man down to the bone. Little Lori didn't like that much. Spun me around and said, keep your mouth shut. Dancing and I'm singing, independent woman like me don't need your opinion. Next to me, one step, two step, three step, four. I'll find another girl on the dance floor. Little Lori's got a sister named Jane. Takes two to tango, but she brings me lots of pain and sorrow. Like there's no tomorrow, well, I guess it's all the same. So I said, hey there, sugar babe, don't you think it's mighty strange you're dancing all alone? I'm a two-step in love, making heartbreaking legs, shaking man down to the bone. Little Lori's got her dancing shoes. Little Lori's got the rhythm and the blues and the oohs and the ahs. She knows what she wants. I know that she doesn't want me. And I know that she doesn't want me. And I know that she doesn't want me.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Page Turners. Live here on Out of the Woods. And we've got some cat fun going on in the hallway there, too. That happens often around here. So, that instrumental, what do you call that one there?
We call that one Fig and Thistle, which I named with inspiration from my mom, who is often growing figs and often growing milk thistle and sneaking them into her recipes and asking, what do you think's in this one?
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's a story of, so I went out to California, I think it was in May, and Carolyn's mom approaches me and offers me a smoothie, and of course I'm like, yes, absolutely, I love smoothies. And she made it and hands it to me, and I take a sip, and it was delicious, and she's like, taste anything different about the smoothie? And I'm like, no, it tastes like a regular smoothie. She's like, I put milk thistle in it.
Like, oh. Tastes anything different, followed by, how are you feeling?
Yeah, how do you feel after this? Are you feeling sleepy?
But so anyways, yes, Fig and Thistle, that one's called. And the first one is called Little Lori, that I wrote a little while ago about, going out to dance and just wanting to have fun and then
girls
some,
just don't want to have
fun. And then just having some guy come up and kind of blow it.
Very cool. Well, you guys call yourselves the Page Turners. You're pretty new as a duo.
Yeah.
It's been, since July, I think?
June or July last year. Yeah.
But you've already started winning awards and such, right? Down Fresh Grass
Fresh
Festival.
Grass. We were lucky enough to compete with 5 other duo bands that were incredible, and we were lucky enough to win, and we're super pumped up about it.
Yeah, we're going to be playing at Fresh Grass on their main stage next year, which we're excited. Well, I guess it's this year now, 2017 in September, so we're really excited about that. We've got some other fun things coming up, playing at Joval on the weekend of the 17th, 18th.
Oh, so. Very cool.
Yeah. February.
So you got another one all lined up for us here?
Yeah, this one's actually going to be a poem that I put into a song. And my teacher at Berkeley, Joe Walsh, did this with a song, and I sort of copied him a little bit, trying to be a little mini Joe.
Yeah, so the words are a poem by Robert Frost. This is called Sand Dunes.
All right.
From where they die, rise others faster yet, those are brown and dry. They are the sea made land, they come at the fisher town. Solid sand, the man she could not drown. She may know Coven Cane, she does not know mankind. If by any change of shape, she hopes to cut off mine. She hopes to cut off mine. Thank you. to sing one more cast off show. She may know Colby Kane, she does not know mankind. If by any change of shame she hopes to cut off mine, she hopes to cut off mine, she hopes to cut off mine, she hopes to cut off
the Page Turners, once again, for you here on Out of the Woods. Very nice. Mitch, once again, they are Carolyn Kendrick and Jake Howard, both involved with the Berklee College of Music down in Boston, Massachusetts. Might be up to Boston from wherever you're listening, but but you guys are not originally from this area where I'm at. You, Carolyn, you're from Texas, right?
Yes, so I kind of grew up in Texas and in California. My parents are very Texan people, both met at Texas Tech University, and then they moved to Stockton, California later in life, and that's where I really grew up, and yeah.
You're a California girl.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely a mixture of both, I would say.
And you're both pretty much from musical families as well, from what I understand.
Yeah, Carolyn has a long lineage of...
Yeah, I do. I came from a real marching band family. My grandfather was the music director at Texas Tech, and my dad's a jazz drummer. My mom's a French horn player and a great songwriter, and also music education specialist. And then Jake's family, his dad is a luthier and builds lots of guitars.
My dad builds guitars.
Mm-hmm.
Howard Handcraft, got to give him a shout out.
That's right. Yeah. I found out when you pulled that out of the case that guitar you got with you.
Yeah, I'm playing one of my dad's guitars. We built it together and so pretty
folks,
proud of it.
So folks who look at the photos that we're going to post and the videos will get to see that guitar as well. And your dad was in a bluegrass band too, right? Blue Ribbon, is that what it was?
He wasn't. I was in that band. My uncle was in that band.
Okay. But it's a
my uncle played
thing.
Banjo. He's actually the reason I got started in music and playing mandolin. He started playing banjo, and he wanted to start a bluegrass band and didn't know any mandolin players. And he's like, I was in high school and sort of in that age where I wasn't doing much. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'll pick up the instrument and just give it a try. And within the month, I just fell in love with it. It's been a pretty steady path ever since.
So you played as part of that band for a while as well.
I did, yeah, probably 2 or 3 years.
And that they're based in Ohio. Is that where you're from originally?
Yeah, I'm from Akron, Ohio originally. Yeah. Born and raised. Well, I've lived in Indiana for a while, but mostly Akron, Ohio. So
very cool.
Yeah.
So this next one, since we are a band, we are going to buy a van pretty soon, and we're in the process of buying a Sprinter van. So this next one is called Sprinter's Gap. Thank you.
Yeah. The Page Turners. Once again. Sprinter's Gap.
Sprinter's Gap. So, naming a fiddle tune is very hard to do. So usually what we do is we take something pertinent that's happening in our life at the moment, and we're like, how can we make this into the fiddle tune name? And I know some bands don't do that. There's some bands that come up with really bizarre fiddle tune names. And but this next one is another fiddle tune that is actually going to be on our EP that's coming out in February or March. I think in March. Mm-hmm. I think that's what we're aiming for. March.
This next one is, I got last winter, I was pretty sad because I was cold all the time and my heat wasn't working in my room. And so I got really into this book called Lonesome Dove. And I was really like dreaming of Texas and dreaming of the Southwest and things like that. And in the first couple of pages of the book, they're talking about Augustus, one of the main characters. They're talking about his pigs and how they're always on the porch because that's the only shade for like miles around. So this next one is called Pigs on the Porch.
Pigs on a Porch, or Ooh. The Porch.
It's a raging fiddle tune.
There we go, the Page Turners once again, yeah. And was there actually anything real about that? Were there somebody have some pigs on a porch someplace? Or?
I wish.
Yeah, I wish. That's the dream right there, is having pigs on your porch. It's free bacon.
Poor pigs.
I do have to say, I had a friend in elementary school that had a pet pig. And unfortunately, its name was Bacon.
I think it's just wrong whenever somebody has a pet and they name it something like that. You know?
Yeah, you can't name your pet after the food that it might be.
That's right.
That's cruel.
So this next one we're going to do is one that Jake wrote called The Winter Flower.
Thank you.
There's a woman who sleeps in the garden. She whistles a song with the wind. The flowers grow all around her. She thinks about the life she could have lived. Do 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 do. He picks up the leaves in the fall. He hears her whistling in his homestead. He thinks about the life she could live. Himself a snowy grave. A flower grew from the soil, reminding him of her Thank you.
And that's how that one ends. Very nice. The Page Turners. Once again for you here. On Out of the Woods. Taking some time to tune up a little bit here. They are Carolyn Kendrick and Jake Howard. And you guys got together as part of that Berkeley American Roots program, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So I started Berkeley a year before Jake did. And then when he got to school, we were in some classes together. We were in some improv classes together. And then also, you know, we're doing things with the Roots program quite a bit. And we became friends through that. And then eventually through one of my scholarships, we went down to Chattanooga, Tennessee to play at the Three Sisters Festival together. But this was before we had formed the Page Turners. But we had so much fun playing together that we decided we wanted to start this duo after that, basically.
Very cool.
So this that last tune that we did, well, we went from Winterflower into a tune that I wrote called Liddy's Reel. And then this next one we're going to do, I'll let Jake tell you about.
So it's a combination of all the things that bluegrass people tend to love, which is trains, Doc Watson, and come to find out, Reuben sandwiches. a lot of bluegrass fans love Reuben sandwiches. This title is called Reuben's Train. It actually has nothing to do with Reuben sandwiches, but that's kind of my spiel about this song. I like Reuben sandwiches, so I'm like, why not? I'm sure everyone else does.
Starting me a graveyard of my own.
All right. Good sandwich.
Yeah.
Reuben sandwich, that's right.
I did have a very good Reuben the other day when we were in New York, coming off of this tour that we're on.
That's probably the place to get one.
Yeah, definitely. There was a lot of sauerkraut, though, so I kind of had to...
turn down the old sauerkraut.
Portion control the sauerkraut a little bit.
It's the best place to get one. Also, probably spend half of our tour budget on it.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Very cool. The Page Turners are here. Jake Howard and Carolyn Kendrick. And they are passing through my state here in New Hampshire on their way to a show. Not a whole lot of stuff on your schedule, but you did mention that you had some things coming up in March. You're going to be touring all the way from Boston to Savannah.
Yeah. That's in the makes right now. We're starting to finalize a lot of the details, but we'll be making our way through Lancaster and Virginia, North Carolina, and I think we have a few shows in Atlanta, so... it should be pretty fun.
Oh, very cool. Well, we should probably take a quick break here. I just remembered we got to get in that station identification and all that. So let's do that real quick. We'll be right back with more Page Turners right after this.